Welcome to the teaching ministry of Stephen Fraser and Life of Faith Bible Church, an outreach dedicated to helping you triumph in every area of life. Now here's Pastor Fraser with today's message.
He's the potter and we're the clay. He's doing his thing in us. I remember one day I was looking at the, I think it was a chipmunk, whatever it was, some kind of squirrel chipmunk looking thing. I don't know. And I'm looking at the ants and I'm considering them and looking at the birds and all these things in creation. And I just begin, as I begin to think about God and how big he was and all that was going on. It's a busy world. I mean, you take a microscope to a leaf, it's like, are you kidding me? There's a whole galaxy in there. You know, I mean, it's just, it's busy. And he manages it all like it's nothing. He knows everything about everything and everyone. The scriptures tell us the hair, every hair on our head is numbered. I mean, he's a God that's into the details. I mean, it's just amazing. I just began to think how big he is and how he's managing all this. Look at all that. And I said, Lord, I said, why did you create me? And then this came right back. This thought came right back at me. And it was, I didn't create you. I'm creating you. I'm not done yet. You know, you look at where you are right now, you go, what? Why do you care about this? How is this a big deal? He doesn't just see this. He sees the end from the beginning. Come on. We've got a renovation going on. You walk through there right now, you can get depressed. I mean, you know, the sheetrock looks pretty with all the nice speckled spackle. And, you know, you can look at that and go, oh, it's so beautiful. Yeah, this is great. And, you know, if you thought it was just going to be like that all the time, it'd be miserable. It would be miserable. I mean, and I'll tell you, you know, it's something every day. You know, you got to get this sheetrock dust all over you. I mean, just dust, everything's dirty all the time. You know, I get my office floor clean. I go out there, I come back, and there's footprints, white footprints all over the floor again. I mean, just keep dirtying everything. I mean, you close, you go home, you feel dirty, you're breathing it in all day. Ugh. And if that's the way it was going to be forever, I wouldn't want to be here very much. I would want to work from home. I want to get a new day job. Amen. But it's not forever. It's a work in progress. I said it's a work in progress. And I see the end from the beginning. Before anything was done in there, before a wall was ripped out, before any carpet was torn up, before anything was done, I saw it. I already had the plan. I saw it. I communicated it to an architect. He put it down on paper. It still doesn't do it justice. It's just an outline. But I see it, and I know it won't be long before it's done. And everything's clean. And everything's nice. And everything's just the way we wanted it to be. Friend, that's exactly how God sees you and me. He sees the end from the beginning. He saw you before the foundation of the world was ever laid. Get excited. You are a work in progress. God is working on you. God is doing things in you, and he is perfecting you. And he is making you something that all of creation will take note of and stand in awe of in the future. That's what God's doing in you and I. So we need to just yield and let him do his work. Let him do his work. Don't get depressed. Don't get frustrated. Don't get all distracted from God because of the things that are going on and lose your vision. Keep your vision strong. Keep reminding yourself. If you have to go to the back of the blueprint, go to the back of the book and see the end. A whole new earth. A new creation. It won't be long. We're going to be standing with him. Come on. We're going to be standing before him. We're going to see him face to face. You need to know that. Don't be so hard on yourself. Because I believe that is where a lot of people are missing it. And why a lot of folks are having a tough time, having a good time in this life. They're having a tough time having a good time because they're so hard on themselves. They're so hard on them, so tough on themselves. But you need to understand the mercy and love of God and know that you are a work in progress. You are under construction. And sometimes you just have to tell people, no entry. In other words, leave me alone. I'm under construction. And we just need to withdraw back into God. Take time with him. Allow him to refresh us and remind us of what he's doing. He who began a good work in you is faithful to complete it. He's going to get it done. I said he's going to get it done if we won't run from him. If we won't run and try to save our lives, he will save us. He will rescue us. Jesus said if you love your life and try to save your life, you're going to lose it. Why? Because you're running from me. Anybody that is trying to save their life is running from the Savior. Because they've made themselves their own Savior. So they're running from the Savior to save themselves. That's why they're going to lose. They're going to lose their life. How many people have done that before? Tried to save yourself. Yeah, it's a constant temptation. Constant temptation in life to save yourself. To try to run and fix everything yourself. Not just yourself. Try to fix everyone that's involved in your life. That is a constant temptation. It takes a constant faith to let go of stuff and cling to him. And trust him for salvation. Trust him for deliverance from every evil thing. Jesus, you are my Savior. Oh yeah. You make the crooked places straight. And then you get all the glory. If I'm out trying to make the crooked place straight, then what's going to happen is I'm going to end up taking the glory for it. Anything that gets straightened out, I'm going to begin to pat myself on the back. But no, I'm going to trust you with my life, and you get all the glory. You get all the glory for the outcome, and the outcome's going to be good. It's going to be good. So understand you're a work in progress. God sees you that way. When he looks at you, he understands you. When he saved you, when he had somebody minister the gospel to you, got you born again, he knew from that moment forward you weren't going to be perfect. He knew there was still work to do. That was just the start of the good work. That was the start of the good work. He who began is faithful to complete. He's still working. Be patient with yourself. If you judge yourself, you won't be judged. If you confess your faults to him, he will. He is faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. You don't have to carry guilt around. You don't have to carry condemnation around. Luke, the 5th chapter. Verse 16 says, so he himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed. That was the secret to Jesus' success. He withdrew into the wilderness and prayed. Sometimes you got to withdraw. Often. We often need to withdraw into prayer. And then it happened on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there was Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Then behold, men brought on a bed a man who was paralyzed, and they sought to bring him in and lay him before him. And when they could not find how they might bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the housetop and let him down with his bed through the tiling into the midst before Jesus. So when he saw their faith, he said to him, "Man, your sins are forgiven you." Hallelujah. Man. That's how I kind of picture him saying it. Man. Your sins are forgiven you. Kind of like, dude, your sins are forgiven you. I mean, Jesus and their teachers got all these religious people sitting around. The power of God is present to heal them. Nobody's getting a thing. And then here comes these guys, man. And they grab their friend and they climb up on top of the roof and they start ripping the roof off the house. I mean, like animals, ferociously digging through the tiling of the roof, desperately working to get their friend in there because they're so convinced their answer is in his presence. Their answer is in him. They get that roof opened up. They start hauling and reeling him down. They reel him down into the midst. And Jesus is seriously impressed. And he says, "Man, your sins are forgiven you." Now, this guy never asked for forgiveness of sins, did he? He just ripped the roof off to get in there to get healed. Well, Jesus knew that. Jesus understood that. But Jesus, having perfect discernment, because he walked in perfect love. Love knows all things. Love knows all things. You see that in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. He says, he said, we see dimly right now. Dimly. We see dimly, but when that which is perfect has come, and the perfect is love, when that which is perfect, when perfect love comes, then we will see clearly. We'll see face to face. We'll see as clearly as we're seen. In other words, we'll be transparent. What you see is what you get. No facades, nothing to hide. What we are is made evident, manifest, and we can see clearly, have perfect discernment. Jesus was perfect love. And he discerned this man's situation that was lower down in front of him, and he went right to the heart of the issue. He was impressed with these guys. He was impressed with their faith. Because of what they went through to get in his presence. Some of you in the spirit have broken through a wall, ripped off a ceiling to get in this place today. Some of you had to break through all of the enemy's lies, all his deceptions, that are telling you it's worthless. You're worthless. Give up. Forget it. Quit. And you said, no. And you got up and you got yourself here. Some of you are here because of many, many times in the past, you have picked yourself up, shook yourself off, and said, no, I'm following Jesus. I'm sticking with the word. I'm sticking with God. Even though it has seemed like all hell has broken loose in your life, you have stayed with Jesus. You have stayed with him. You have stayed faithful to him. And Jesus looks at you and says, man, wow, your sins are forgiven. You're forgiven. That's what that man needed to hear. He was a man just like his friends who were helping him, obviously. These guys were not passive. These guys were aggressive. They were producers, you know. And a lot of times, folks that are aggressive and producers, many times they're real hard on themselves. They're tough on themselves. They have high expectations. These guys had high expectations of what Jesus could do for them. And they had high expectations of what could happen and would happen in their lives if they just got into his midst. They had high expectations, so you know in life, these are the kind of guys that probably hold themselves to a higher standard than others. They held a higher standard, and many times people like that are very critical of themselves, very judgmental of themselves, because they see all the things in their life that hinders them. They see their failures. They see their weaknesses, and their weaknesses just scream out to them. They see their flaws, and they have such high standards that these things are always a stumbling block to them. And Jesus went right to the stumbling block. And he said, listen, your sin is forgiven. Your sins are forgiven. That ain't an issue anymore. Why don't you just right now say, my sins are forgiven. God's not holding anything against me. Notice this over in Romans, the 8th chapter. Verse 31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us. That's the big thing. If. If. If God is for us, who can be against us? If God is God for you? Are you sure? I mean, you know, you've probably messed up here and there. You've probably done some wrong things. Is God for you? Well, the next verse answers it. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Do you believe in the Son? If you believe in the Son, then God is for you. God is for you. We don't have to ever doubt that. Verse 33, who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Intercession, what do you mean? That means he is acting, Jesus is acting as our attorney. And he is pleading our case before the Father. He is our intercessor. He is our go-between. Between us and the Father. In other words, he's making everything that we've done wrong right in the sight of God. He's making it right. He's making us right in the sight of God. He's justifying us. Who can condemn us? If he's justified us, who can condemn us? It is Christ, verse 34, who died and furthermore is risen. Verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword, as it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We're accounted as sheep for the slaughter. He's saying as ministers, because of the persecution that we face, it's we take our life in our hands every day to present this gospel. He says in verse 37, yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can separate us. I said nothing can separate us. Nothing can separate us. It doesn't matter what kind of things we're facing, what kind of things we're dealing with. The good news is God is for us. And if God is for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. He's for us. He's not holding stuff against us. He's not standing there with his arms crossed, looking down at us like, when are you going to get it right? He's working with us. He reminds me of a corner coach in a boxing match. That fighter goes out there and fights, and the coach in the corner doesn't sit there and say, you idiot, why did you let him hit you? Why aren't you ducking? Why are you allowing him to do that, Manny? Why are you allowing that to happen? Why are you letting that guy pick you apart like this? What are you, stupid? You idiot. I can't believe this. I can't believe this dummy. That's not how that corner coach talks, does he? No, what does he say? Get him! Hit him! You're better than that. You're stronger than that. He's nothing to you. Right? Man, they talk up that fighter. They encourage him. They pump him up. Friend, I got news for you. Jesus isn't sitting as your accuser. He is your attorney. He is your intercessor. He is pleading your case. He is shooting for you. The Holy Spirit who's in you, he is pulling for you. And when you know you got God in your corner, not just in your corner, but in you, in your heart, saying, get up, come on, you can do this. You are more than a conqueror. You're more than a conqueror. Yeah, my Lord, yesterday, you're more than a conqueror. Last week, you're more than a conqueror. I mean, you got this far, you might as well just go ahead and just receive the love of God. Just receive the mercy of God and just rise up and walk in what he says is yours. Just go ahead and take it. Go ahead and take it. And there may be a fight attached to it, but God is for us. God is in our corner. He's in our hearts. He's calling out to us. He's talking to us right here in these scriptures. He's saying, man, I believe God's more impressed with us than we realize. I believe he's more impressed than we realize. Not to say we couldn't have done better in areas. Not to say that we could have done better, but just like that boxer. There's things he could have done better perhaps, but his corner guy, he'll point those things out to him, but always remind him, yeah, but you're more than a conqueror. And I'm pointing these things out to you because you could do better. Because you're the best. You're the best because I'm in you. You're my creation. You're the work of my hands. What I've started in you, I'm going to complete it. I'm going to finish it. Hallelujah. And so we got to allow our mouth to become his voice. And we got to allow him to say things, these things to us through our own lips. Did you get that? We got to allow God to say these things to us through our own lips and begin to declare, I am more than a conqueror. I've been knocked down, but I'm not knocked out. I'm God's best. I'm number one. I'm the head, not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I move like a butterfly and sting like a bee. I've been set free. No weapon formed against me is going to prosper. Come on. How many of you have talked yourself up this week? Or I should say, allow the Holy Spirit to talk you up this week. I'm telling you, for the most part, just like these hands show, at least lack of hands show, most people just criticize themselves more than anything else. They criticize themselves and they criticize other people. You know, a lot of times people criticize other people only because they get bored of criticizing themselves. You know, people get so bored and tired of criticizing themselves, they finally just start looking for somebody else. You're the idiot. You're stupid. You. Start stirring yourself up. Let God talk to you. Let God talk to you. I'm telling you, it's key to the victory. It's key to overcoming. It's key to winning every match. You got to have your corner coach. You got to hear from him. Which means you got to give voice to what he's saying. Because you're his voice in this world. What's he saying? God is for me. Who can be against me? Who can lay a charge against me? I've been justified. I've been made white in the blood of Jesus. I've been washed clean. I'm the righteousness of God in him. I can do all things through Christ. God, stand on your feet. Let's do that this morning right now. Hallelujah. And keep it going. Keep it going. Keep it going. If you don't, hopelessness will try to settle on you. It'll just settle on you. These negative feelings will settle on you. Criticism will settle on you. Keep it off of you. Begin to declare, I'm more than a conqueror. God loves me. My sins are forgiven. I'm forgiven. I'm righteous. I've been justified. Made right in the sight of God. I can do all things through Christ. Who strengthens me? He's with me. He's in me. He's strengthening me. He's my helper. He hears from me. He's on my side. He's talking to me. He's working in me. He hears me. He hears my voice. He answers me. He hasn't forsaken me. He'll never leave me. He'll never, ever, ever forsake me. God is with me. I am blessed. I am not cursed. I reject every curse. I am blessed. I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed going out. Hallelujah. I'm healthy and strong. I'm strong in the Lord. In the power is mine. I am more than a conqueror. I am more than a conqueror. Man, my sins are forgiven. My sins are forgiven. I'm in good standing. In right standing. With God. I got favor with God. I got favor with man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, I can. Hallelujah. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Hallelujah. Every trial. Every test is just a temporary setback. I'm coming through. I'm overcoming. I see the end from the beginning. I see the victory. I'm God's masterpiece. He's doing an amazing work in me. Oh, I'm pressing on. I'm pressing in to perfection. I'm being perfected. Everything's working for my good. Everything's working for my good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, amazing grace. Amazing grace is on my life. Amazing grace is on my life. Amazing grace is on my life. Oh, hallelujah. Let's just thank Him for it. Thank you for your amazing grace. Thank you for your amazing grace. Ha, 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 ha. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for perfecting us. Thank you. Thank you. We are under construction. Thank you for this great work you're doing, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, the sawdust, all the sheetrock dust, all this dust will all depart. God's working. God's working. Making the crooked places straight. Cleaning everything up that needs to be cleaned up. Hallelujah. A little more spackle over here. Slap. I don't know if I appreciated that. That's okay. We'll just sand it out. Oh, Jesus. First, we'll let it dry a little bit. And we'll sand it out. And we'll splap you. Put a little layer on there. Oop, your nails are showing. Let's put a little more spackle on you. Let that dry for a while. Sand you. If you just sit there and just get worked on like that, and you don't have a shout about you, you have no praise about you, man, that's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. You're going to want to get out of there. But begin to remind yourself, let God, let Him speak through your voice. Let Him use your mouth to encourage you, because that's what He's saying. Did you see it? That's what He's saying to you this morning. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. The devil is under our feet. He is so defeated. He is so under our feet. He ain't got nothing over us. We come through everything. We come through it all. Glory to God. God is for us. Hallelujah.
That concludes this message. For more information about Life of Faith Bible Church or Stephen Fraser Ministries, go to our website at lofbc.org. While you're there, be sure to check out the many other teaching series and books by Stephen Fraser. That website again is lofbc.org. And you can always call 888-542-2555. We trust today's message has encouraged your faith and strengthened your spirit to live the victorious life. And until next time, remember, we always triumph and we always win.